Thank you. Can I now invite David up to be our next speaker?
Yes, I'm David, known as Dave F, or David from Poland. If anyone knows him. And I am gratefully recovering under another beer. It's really good to be talking here today to share my experience, strength and hope. And something occurred to me while the other speakers were occurring, that I see my higher power, it has to manifest, it's not just a sort of cloud somewhere, it manifests, so it manifests in people, events and places, and my higher power is manifested in this room in the shape of my wife, who we got married just over a year ago. My goals pages, action partner, let's say former, but it was a brilliant experience working with that person. My current rolling action meeting, which is just awesome. It's an incredible spiritual tool. And quite a few people from my home meeting, which is the UK telephone Monday to Friday meeting. And people who I met at this convention before lockdown, which I think was 4 years ago. So, and my sailing partner too. But yeah, so they're all, and these are all examples of how prosperities manifest through those people being in my life and me discovering that I can't do it by myself. So going back to the how it was before, again, I was thinking about this, and it seems to me that I was living small and very invisible. So that was the horrible kind of state of living I was in before I came to recovery in UA. I started recovering in another fellowship first. I discovered UA thanks to a fellow who is in recovery in London, and this is my one joke, which is, I won't break anonymity, but I believe we have a similar taste in shirts. So, if you know, you know, as they say. and I'm really grateful. And that person told me about, that person was just going crazy about this fellowship UA, and everything he said about it applied to me. And he mentioned a book, and that book is on the back table. It's not Conference Approved Literature, but I bought it and just read it from cover to cover in about a day and then read it again. So, you know, absolutely identified with what was in it and then with the fellowship. I found a sponsor, I'm very grateful. And maybe that's even a nice sign of being bigger, is that my sponsor was based in the States, in LA. You know, it became international and not... So that's a nice example of being bigger and open and more visible. Let's just have a quick look through. Yeah, I mean, I think it's always worth me saying what it was before. So some people might have heard me say these things. One thing I noticed when I started looking back doing the steps, that as a kid I used to, at school for example, I used to turn down opportunities for like the French exchange. If anyone knows me, I absolutely love languages and cultures. And I turned down the French exchange at school. I was a really fanatical tennis player. I could have been a ball boy at a grass court tournament in Nottingham. And I would have been standing like a couple of yards from my heroes. I turned that down. You know, when I was in Scouts, someone came to do a session on rock climbing. And I thought, this is amazing. And then part of me just says, oh, well, yeah. And I was at a sports centre, there's a place called Home Pier Pont near Nottingham, you know, the National Water Sports Centre. And they were putting on free water skiing. And I did that a couple of times. I thought, this is amazing. But I had the default setting that it was then I closed the door. Oh, well, yeah, okay. You know, literally, that something in me didn't allow myself to make use of these offers, these invitations for prosperity. I came from a family where money was not talked about at all. and it was a taboo subject. But I think it was more than that. It was the underbeing I picked up, you know, from the home. But the money was part of it, definitely. And I'd, you know, with work, I did that thing of getting into conflict with employers, you know, being sort of arrogant, but not doing the work expected of me, and sort of being niggly and, yeah, not kind of doing things with bad will. I saw myself doing that. I saw myself just working less and less. Literally working less and less. I mean, if you work less and less, you earn less and less. So that was almost like the opposite movement to the natural order of life, because life goes outwards and grows and expands, and I was doing the opposite, which is a direction towards death. So, I mean, you know, that was the move, that was the direction I was going in some way. So, so those are some examples. When I came into UA, I don't know exactly when this might have happened, but one really important change, I think, was getting more responsible with looking for work, not getting into conflict with employers. And I was doing a job which was really, really isolated, me stuck with my laptop every day for hours on end. That was about all I had. And one really important move was to start paying rent for a co-working space. So that meant I started going to work and being with other people. That was really important. And just gradually, with the help of... Yeah, I'll say some good stuff now, 3 minutes. With the help of the higher power, as I said, which has manifested in my life. Since the last convention, which was awesome, yeah, I've got married, which is amazingly wonderful. And my wife is here now, here. And that is something I realise when I share now, that quite a lot of stuff I do is not my project anymore. It's our project, which is just awesome. You know, we bought a house, and I bought it without taking any loan or mortgage out. We've got an amazing house in the country, and we've got two flash cars. And in my house, you're not allowed to say any of that sort of stuff. And I've become a lot more visible. People on the morning meet hear me talk about singing. And there was an amazing thing like 3 weeks ago. I sang at our local theatre on the stage with a full orchestra behind me, the Jimi Hendrix song, Little Wing. So that's fairly visible, I reckon.
2 minutes.
Sorry. 2 minutes, yeah. Yeah, and I was just looking at the symptoms of underearning. There's the one... Number 7, undervaluing and underpricing. We undervalue our abilities and services, and fear asking for increases in compensation. So I stood up for myself in a professional issue a while back and took on an international streaming service. Stood up for myself because they weren't making me appropriately visible, and part of the way they responded was with a very sizable financial settlement. So that is absolutely an example of me standing up for myself and allowing myself to be visible. Now, what else? Yeah, I think I'll just wind down. I mean, basically, I've given some examples of where I was, what happened, and where I am now. And I even feel that my sense of a higher power has crystallised from what I said right at the beginning of that idea of my higher power manifesting you people in front of me. That, you know, it's clarified how I see higher power now. And it's beautiful that there's so many people who are part of my story actually in this room. It's just fantastic. So I'm really grateful for recovery and you guys and my higher power. Yeah, thanks.